This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Tony Gorman. The state's first interim committee on American Indian Affairs held its final meeting this week. CPR's Paolo Shasada reports.
Throughout the summer, six lawmakers on the inaugural American Indian Affairs Interim Committee have heard from several groups and agencies representing the interests of Colorado's Native American population. The committee identified three bills for the full legislature to consider when its next session begins in January. Southern Ute Chairman Melvin Baker encouraged lawmakers to maintain the relationship with indigenous communities beyond the interim session.
We cannot complete those discussions and address every need in four legislative sessions.
A bill that lawmakers advanced would extend the interim committee to 2029. Another would expand protections for bison, and a third would require state agencies to enforce tribal court orders and warrants. The bills must pass both chambers of the legislature like any other bill. I'm Paolo Shasada, CPR News.
New Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain says bringing clarity and factual information about the activity of a Venezuelan prison gang has been a top priority since being appointed. But Chamberlain says Aurora PD needs help from the federal level.
There has to be some federal assistance that's going to come in and say, okay, these people are here now. Now, what are we going to do with them? And how are we going to do it effectively so that these people don't go down a path that they shouldn't have to go down, or they don't get victimized, or they don't get mistreated?
Aurora has received national attention from politicians and others for the gang's presence in apartment complexes. This is CPR News and KRCC.